Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text, as I said earlier, is from our epistle reading from the 10th chapter of Romans. Especially this part where Paul writes, "For the Scripture says, everyone who believes in Him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all." Dear friends in Christ, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. The small catechism answers the question, and how is God's name hallowed? How is it kept holy? And here's what Luther wrote. God's name is kept holy when the Word of God is taught in its truth and purity, and we, as the children of God, also lead holy lives according to it. Okay? But how is this done? And that's where our text today comes in. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved and will not be put to shame. God's name is hallowed when you and I are holy. And that's what He makes you and me. He makes us holy. In other words, God's name is hallowed when our names are hallowed. Think about it. When you profane your own name, God's name is actually profaned. I mean, certainly God's name is holy in and of itself and can only be profaned in the hearts and the minds of people. But you profane your own name when you don't live up to the name of Christian. In other words, whenever we act in an unchristian way, by disobeying God's commandments. I mean, that's a simple one. How about by doubting God's word or by making a false confession? And, of course, the big one is by practicing hypocrisy. We could add to that list of things, lying, cheating, stealing, gossiping, hating. These are the kinds of things that, as we are disobeying God's commandments, that we can actually be profaning God's name by doing them. As a result, God's name is profaned in the hearts and the minds of others. In other words, you make God seem to be a liar or even incompetent or weak or unloving. And His name is then profaned in our own hearts, in our own minds, and it's profaned in the hearts and minds of those around us. I always think about the story of Absalom when I think about how God's name has been profaned. Absalom, I'm not sure if you know the story, but Absalom was David's son, King David's son. And Absalom wanted to be king. And he started having a plan. He decided what he was going to do is stand outside the gates of the city while people were bringing their grievances and their to King David. And as they were coming up, he would ask each person, what's going on? What is David's judgment? What do you want King David to judge you on? And they would tell him, and Absalom would say, well, you know what King David's going to say. If I were king, though, I would judge in your favor, or I would judge this, or I would judge that. King David, of course, he's not going to judge that way. You see what he's doing? He is profaning King David's name by gossiping, by telling lies about him. So what God does is He puts His own name on the line when He promises to hallow yours, your name, and mine. He puts His name on the line there. He actually obligates Himself to make us holy by taking our sinful shame on Himself. It's like if a man were to co-sign on a car for his son. Co-signing, co-signing a loan basically means that you will pay the loan if the son defaults on it. because if the son defaults, then the father has to take over the loans. The son takes his paycheck out and blows it on something, doesn't pay his car note, then the car gets repossessed. He can't get to work. He loses his job. He loses his reputation. But the father also loses his reputation. So in that way, the father actually preserves his own reputation by preserving his son's reputation. So God obligates himself to make us holy by taking our sinful shame on himself. He actually fulfilled his obligation to us when he endured the shame that you and I deserved. When he died on that cross, he endured the shame of the glorious one being bared in naked exposure. He endured the shame of the Holy One being made a criminal and a sinner to be condemned. Some would say the greatest sinner in the whole world was Jesus on that cross, because he took all of our sins on himself. He even endured the shame of the only obedient son being forsaken by his father. And he endured the shame of the eternal one giving himself over to death. The one that could not die, died. So here's the fact, is that his resurrection from the dead actually guarantees that our name is hallowed, because his name is hallowed. See, by hallowing our names, by making our names holy, God makes his own name holy. Because our name is hallowed in the life, in the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we receive his holiness today through his word and his sacraments. They're the means of grace, that unmerited favor that we get without any worth in us. It's because by God's love and care, he says, I'm giving this to you. I give you my favor because Jesus died on your behalf. And so our name is hallowed by Christ's life, death, and his resurrection. And we receive that holiness today. God's name is hallowed because of these means of grace, where he delivers that forgiveness of sins to us. They're the signs that our God is faithful to his promises. And that's true because hallowing our names actually fulfills what he promised. What he did for us is to make us holy. When God hallows our name, his word is done in its truth and in all of its purity. And that's true because by making us holy, God actually makes us his children. And when God makes us his children, he makes us children who live by his holy word. And it's true because with a holy name, you make a holy confession of his holy name. So God's not going to let you down. He's faithful to all of his promises. Trust in him and you won't be put to shame. You won't be disappointed by him. Your name is hallowed. You're saved by faith in him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. The word of faith is in each and every one of our hearts. The word of faith is in our mouths. We call upon the name of the Lord. We have his salvation, his holiness, and his name. Hallowed be his name, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.